Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Protesters in Memphis are keeping up pressure a day after the city released video showing a violent police beating on a black motorist, Tyree Nichols, after a traffic stop. He died 3 days later. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports for a second day protesters are taking to the streets to bring attention to what they say is an out-of-control police culture.
Five black officers were fired and are charged with second-degree murder, aggravated assault, and kidnapping, among other charges. Tyree Nichols' parents say they're pleased with the swift move for justice, but they're also calling for a change in policing tactics.
We gonna call it out?
Yes.
Call out the culture.
Civil rights attorney Ben Crump represents the family.
It doesn't matter if the officer is a black officer, a Hispanic officer, or a white officer. It is the culture that allows them to think they can do this to Tyree.
Activists want to remove police from traffic enforcement and end specialized criminal task forces. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Memphis.
And Memphis police today say they permanently deactivated the Scorpion unit that those five officers who killed Nichols belonged to. In Southern California, police are searching for the gunman who opened fire at a short-term rental in an upscale area of Los Angeles overnight, leaving at least three people dead, four others wounded. Police say the three killed were inside a vehicle. Investigators are trying to determine if there was a party at the home or what kind of gathering was taking place. LAPD Police Sergeant Bruce Berean.
At this time, we know that the residence was a short-term rental, and we're still interviewing additional occupants as well as witnesses and neighbors to try to piece together exactly what happened here.
This is at least the sixth mass shooting in California this month, including the shootings at Half Moon Bay and Monterey Park. The International Chemical Weapons Watchdog says the Syrian government attacked its own people with chlorine in 2018. Terry Schultz reports condemnations from the international community are pouring in.
The latest report from the Hague-based Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, the OPCW, says there are reasonable grounds to believe Syria's Air Force used chlorine gas on civilians in the town of Douma. 43 people were killed and dozens wounded during an attack by the Syrian military on April 7, 2018. The OPCW has also blamed Syrian forces for other chemical attacks that year and in 2017. Syria said it gave up all chemical weapons in 2013 when it joined the organization. But OPCW Director General Fernando Arias says, quote, "The world now knows the facts. It's up to the international community to take action." The war in Syria has dragged on for more than a decade, leaving hundreds of thousands dead. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. The Taliban today doubled down on their ban on women's education, reinforcing in a message to private universities that women are barred from taking university entrance exams. This comes despite weeks of condemnation and lobbying by the international community for a reversal on measures restricting women's freedoms, including two back-to-back visits this month by several senior UN officials. The Taliban barred women from private and public universities last month and say that they violate the measure may face legal actions. Officials say it's necessary to prevent the mixing of the genders and because some women didn't wear Islamic dress properly. JFK Airport in New York City is getting a new terminal, and on top of it, it will be the largest array of solar panels any U.S. airport has ever seen. Olivia Eberts of member station WNYC has more.
The new terminal is set to open in 2026, and it'll be powered by these self-sufficient islands of power called microgrids. JFK's microgrids will be made up of the solar panels, batteries, and fuel cells. But the terminal won't function totally independently of the grid most of the time. That will only happen during emergencies. That means it'll still be using energy from the local grid. Renewable energy experts say in an ideal project, microgrids like these would be able to store excess energy and pump it back into the regional grid. But the company behind the project, Alpha Structure, says local regulations prevent it from sharing energy with the public. For NPR News, I'm Olivia Eberts in New York.
This is NPR.